Welcome back. The Christmas holiday travel week is expected to be bumping, with an estimated 2.2 million passengers taking to the skies daily, reaching a projected 85% of the pre-pandemic 2019 levels. And that is according to one industry analyst and economist at Harper, Adit Damodaran, who we welcome into the stream here. Adit, thank you for joining us. So what are you basing your projections on? And just how miserable is this expected to be for the average traveler, though?
Yeah, so I actually do think that it's going to be kind of interesting for travelers because we haven't seen these crowds since 2019. It's about 85 to 90% of 2019 traffic, pre-pandemic traffic. We're basing these projections, they're actually estimates based on current TSA throughput as a percent of 2019 traffic on the exact same days last year, in 2019. So these estimates are based on taking that percent of pre-pandemic level traffic. It's currently about 85 to 90%. And that is a mix of both domestic and international traffic. So for anyone going through airports this holiday season, it's going to feel a lot more like 2019 crowds.
Adit, I'm not going to ask you where you're going to go for your holidays, although I bet that will be the real destination place. I can't tell you the last time I got on a plane. It must have been more than 2 years ago. I think I have 150,000 American airline miles just sitting there with no plans to go anywhere at the moment. So I have no idea how much trips cost these days. I know traditionally Christmas and New Year trips cost a fortune. What are people expected to pay this year? And then where are they heading off to?
Yeah, so airfare is definitely reaching back to 2019 prices for the domestic market. The international market hasn't yet recovered to those pre-pandemic airfare prices. So for domestic airfare, we're currently seeing in December 2021 that domestic airfare is about 2% lower than it was in December 2019. So the domestic market is pretty close to those 2019 prices. That amounts to about $290 round trip. If you're going internationally, those prices are still down from pre-pandemic levels. So for the international airfare market for outbound international flights from the US, those are down about 9% from 2019 prices. That amounts to about $800 round trip. So it's still pretty pricey for an international trip, but not as pricey as it used to be in 2019.
And then in terms of these destinations, I'm wondering about internationally, where are some of the deals, and maybe domestically too, where can consumers find some value here?
Sure. So domestically, I would say that most of the deals tend to be along just various routes to leisure destinations. If you're looking last minute, Florida tends to have some really good deals because there has been so much added leisure capacity to leisure destinations and beaches and places like Florida. Like South Carolina and like California. So I highly would recommend looking to those places for domestic deals. But overall, the domestic market tends to lack a lot of good deals right now because we are reaching those 2019 prices. With international, the good deals right now are going to be for Europe. Because of the Omicron variant, we have seen a decrease in bookings and a decrease in searches and demand generally for Europe and transatlantic travel. So a lot of the transit, a lot of the international travel that we're seeing right now tends to be for Mexico and the Caribbean. So if you are looking for deals, Europe tends to have them right now, but just make sure that, you know, you're going by CDC guidance for the travel regulations of the country, and that you're also just generally being cautious and aware of those regulations when you do travel to Europe.
And I'm wondering how much of a wrench has Omicron thrown into travel plans, particularly internationally. Are you seeing that travel is getting hit? And what about the fact that now people have to test coming in from abroad within 24 hours? Is that also sort of steering people away from getting on a plane because it is so difficult to get those tests?
Yeah, so just generally what we're seeing is that more travel is shifting domestically, especially since late November when the World Health Organization classified Omicron as a variant of concern. Since then, at that time, we had about 57% of our searches for domestic travel. Since then, it's gone up to 64%. So international travel is a smaller share of overall search demand for travel. And so that indicates that, you know, travelers are generally more interested in those shorter haul trips if they are headed internationally, but generally preferring domestic destinations. Part of that is that added logistical complexity that you were discussing. So now if you are returning to the U.S., you have to get a negative test result within 24 hours of your return flight. It used to be 3 days, 72 hours. So that window has shortened. And on the international front, so what we are seeing is less travel to Europe. Europe accounted for about 17% of our bookings going into Thanksgiving weekend. It's now down to about 13%. So that's all also bringing down overall international airfare. International airfare is down about 9% right now from 2019 prices. Thanksgiving weekend, it was down only about 3%. So it has come down quite a bit, and that's partially due to lower travel demand because of the Omicron variant.
Well, it's nice to hear that, and we appreciate all that information you stopping by here. Adit Damodaran, economist at Hopper.